verses 1 and 2, then down to verse 8 to 13. Lord, you were favorable to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people. You covered all their sin. Let me hear what God will speak, for he will speak peace to his people, to his saints, but let them not turn back to folly. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Steadfast love and faithfulness meet. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs up from the ground, and righteousness looks down from the sky. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him and make his footsteps away. This is the word of the Lord. I'd like to talk to you this morning from the subject, it's going to be all right. Matter of fact, I'll get a little urban. It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. Dear God, bless this word so that your people can be encouraged and that we may press on in each and every day during these rough times. Do it and we will forever ask you, we will forever give you the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we ask this and for his sake, God's people said, amen. This is a priest who is struggling with how to act during a crisis. You can hear that he is exhausted. You can hear that he is at his wit's end. You hear him refer to his and the congregation's sinfulness and brokenness. And in the verses that we don't read, he goes to God's depth of some of the issues that he has been having with his people. This priest who writes this psalm is also hopeful, grateful, and in deep awe about the prospect of God's eternal deliverance. Philip Dick wrote, "Reality is that which, when you stop believing in it, doesn't go away. Reality is that which, when you stop believing in it, doesn't go away." We are in a reality that is not going to go away, people of God. But there is light at the end of the tunnel. Things are getting better, especially in the area of a vaccine. Now, I know that deaths are increasing. Transmission is increasing. And this is the reality we are in. So how do we live while we wait for God's deliverance? While life is hard, do we have an obligation to God as how do we are to comport ourselves during hard times? Bad times don't last always, but while we wait, how do we live? The psalmist provides wisdom for the times we find ourselves in. While waiting for deliverance, how do we live? We believe that God forgave our sin. And this is interesting that in the lectionary, we find this theme running all through the Christmas passages, that God has forgiven our sin. Verse 2 reads, indicates our brokenness. Listen to the psalmist. You forgave the iniquity of your people. You pardoned all their sin. If there is ever a time we can come to notice our sinfulness or our brokenness, it is in the climate we are finding ourselves in. We are being tested. Our patience is being tested. Our love is being tested. Our grace is being tested. Do you wear the mask? You don't wear the mask. If you have to cough, do you hold it in? Because somebody might think you got COVID. Just all kinds of stuff that's going on right now. We're being tested. Yet according to this morning's text, God has remitted our sin and restored his favor to us. That even while we're going through this, God is good enough to forgive us our sins and wash our consciousness from brokenness. Advent pierces our soul and speaks forgiveness. Would you say forgiveness with me? 1, 2, 3. The birth of our faithful Jesus Christ and how we are called to love him and be with him. The birth of Jesus is here, is the coming of salvation. It is the reality of deliverance and the beginning of joy in our hearts. Oh, to be forgiven of sin during these difficult times while we're waiting for deliverance. It feels like we need to spend a little bit of extra time saying, God, forgive me for my attitude today. Forgive me for my disposition today. I need your washing. I need your cleansing. God's forgiveness makes a joyful heart. The forgiveness of sins is the averting of God's anger. While we are waiting for deliverance, live in the belief of God's forgiveness. While waiting for deliverance, how do we live? How do we live? Ask God's forgiveness. Another way we can answer this question of how do we live is that it's all right to be tired. Let me read what the psalmist shares in verse 7. Show us your steadfast love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. During the COVID crisis, I'm sure we've been asking the question, when will it be over? How long will this remain with us? God, when will we get back to normal? It's all right to be tired. Would you share that with the person next to you? Tell them it's all right to be tired. It's all right. I'm tired. I'm tired, Mark. It's all right. It is all right to be exhausted with what we're going through. It's all right to know that I have limits. The Lord came to relieve the exhausted. The people of our text were exhausted over being in a different land other than their own, and they suffered great loss, and they wanted to know when will it be over. We have a limit. They dealt with so much grief and oppression that they had limits too. They were exhausted, and there's nothing wrong with saying, Lord, I'm about tired of this. Please help me get through another day. It's all right while waiting for deliverance to be tired of what's going on. Thirdly, while we're waiting for deliverance, look forward to the good news. Verse 9, surely his salvation is at hand for those who fear him, that this glory may dwell in our land. Steadfast love and faithfulness will meet. Righteousness and peace will kiss each other. We are looking for God to make things better. That's my hope every day I go to sleep. When I lay down, I may lay down one way, but when I get up in the morning, I'm looking for God's good blessing, God's grace, God's love. Things have got to get better. Because if I look at the glass half, just the half that's not full, I'm going to get depressed, and I don't have time for that. Amen, somebody. We're already going through too much, so I've got to stay on the side of it's going to get better. It's going to get better. We're looking to God to bring about peace and deliver us from the oppression that we're suffering. We will be ready for that deliverance. You and I love God. That is what it means when you read in the scriptures about fearing God. It means reverencing him. It means loving him. God has been good to us, and because he has answered us before, he will answer us again. As a matter of fact, it may not look like God is working, but he's working on our behalf right now. Finally, believe that God will make everything all right. Verse 12, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Verse 13, righteousness will go before him and will make a path for his steps. The Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. During the Advent season, we've got something to look forward to. God is going to make everything all right. Things are going to get better. May not be happening when we want them to, but God has promised that things are going to get better. The scripture calls us to believe God will make everything all right. The passage speaks authoritatively as to what God is doing for us, even while we don't see it. We have got to believe God until it happens. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Believe God while we're going through it. It's time to believe that God is working for us, even when we don't see it. God for us is translated as God is going to make everything all right. God is going to make everything all right. God will provide deliverance for his people and make it all right. While waiting for our deliverance, we look forward to God's good news, to this Advent season, to the birth of the Christ, for it's going to be better with him than without him. It's all right to be exhausted. Believe God will make everything all right. Let's pray. Dearest God, I want to thank you for how good you've been to us all week long, how you've kept us, oh God, and how you've protected us. We went to and fro, and sometimes we took it for granted that we were going to make it home safe the morning we left our homes. I thank you, oh God, that your grace and your love just so fills us that we can look to you each day knowing that things will get better. Help us, oh God, to live in this faith. To live fearlessly, O God, while we live in faith, but to be cautious so that we don't tempt you. Do that, O God, and we will forever give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and for his sake we ask this. And God's people said, Amen.